Changes in Iran's apostasy bill surprises believers. New officials are protecting constitutional freedoms in India. And Honduras's turmoil makes itself felt to ministries. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. The Iranian government may throw out the apostasy death penalty from the Islamic Penal Code bill. Adele Conandike, a Voice of the Martyrs Canada, says
there are recommendations that what was passed in September would be dropped, so the death penalty would not be required for apostasy.
It's not a done deal because there's still another hurdle to clear.
It would still have to be approved finally by the Guardian Council.
Conandike says intense international scrutiny may have helped.
The attention on the recent elections, and also if they were to pass the bill that would mandate apostasy, the international outcry would be even more severe.
However, pray for believers in Iran. Evangelism is banned and other forms of outreach are scrutinized, so continued ministry is very tricky.
That would be an answer to prayer to have the apostasy aspect of the penal code be abolished. But of course, even if this was the case, there are many trials facing Christians in Iran, and the cost of leaving Islam would still be high.
Elsewhere, India's new government is standing up against further anti-conversion legislation. The old government is introducing bills that would increase restrictions. Gospel for Asia says it's encouraging to see the secular values of freedom and choice are being upheld. Under the title of freedom of religion, current legislation has harsh penalties for anyone found converting from Hinduism to another faith. It's active in 5 states. Pray God blesses their efforts to stay true to their constitution. You're listening to Mission Network News. Honduran President Manuel Zelaya plans to return to Honduras on Thursday. He was removed from office in a strategic presidential ouster this weekend. The political turmoil complicates plans for a mission trip at the end of July, says Christian Resources International's John Lowry.
There's nothing going on that suggests that there's going to be a risk. Of course, we're keeping close tabs with our in-country hosts, and they're watching things from the inside and will let us know if at any point it looks like there would be the kind of trouble that would prevent us from being able to go in.
The team of 12 adults and 5 youth plan to provide training for pastors and children's ministry leaders, distribute Bibles and Christian literature, minister at an orphanage, and hold evangelistic rallies. Lowry urges Christians to pray.
We do want to pray for the team and for their safety. We want to pray for the country and for God's man to be in leadership.
Next, Buckner International, on the other hand, is redirecting or putting on hold all short-term trips to Honduras. They have 10 scheduled for the remaining part of 2009. The future of these trips will be determined as the political situation changes and their local staff assesses safety issues. Their main office is in the capital, where the unrest is centered. Buckner had doubled their scheduled trips to Honduras this year. Pray that things settle down so the trips can resume. And 75 years ago, Slavic Gospel Association was founded by an immigrant who came to Christ at Moody Church in Chicago. Since then, thousands of pastors have been trained and churches planted. SGA's president, Bob Provost, says they'll be celebrating God's faithfulness through worship.
Beginning on the 25th of September, SGA partners from around the world, New Zealand, Australia, England, Canada, Germany, France, plus the former Soviet Union, join in celebrating the great and mighty things that God has done.
Training has been a staple for the ministry. While more than 500 North American pastors have gone to train in the former Soviet Union, September 28th will be different.
This will be the first time in all of history that there's been a conference where Russian pastors will be teaching Americans. And the general theme for the conference is serving Christ victoriously in troubling times.
We'll connect you to the festivities at our website. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Enter to win an all-expenses-paid Global Action Touch the World trip to India. If your name is drawn, Global Action will be sending you to India to help distribute blankets to the needy, where thousands die every year from exposure in the winter months. Activate your name at 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.